At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
So I just talked to the scorers table, and they did give Wyatt Gilbert's basket a three. And so Matzalm got a little break there because Wyatt Gilbert was nowhere near 3-point range. He was at the right elbow, right near the free throw line. But we're tied up at 16. So as Green County Tech will get the ball, start second quarter. Here's Butler throwing it to Laubach in the right corner, up top to Chambers, over to Butler on the right side. Butler's going to go down to the lane for the layup. Rolls around, will not go, and Jones gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. So that was so we've got three ties and four lead changes in this game so far. Here is McGee giving it to Jones on the left wing, finding Tabor on the corner. Now back to Jones, who cuts into the lane for the layup, rolls around and goes in. Matt Jones with 6 points on the night, 18-16, Bombers back on top as we are 33.7 seconds into this second quarter. Here's Boland throwing it up top to Laubach, over the left side to Chambers. Now Butler has it there on the left side. Now Butler will give it to Boland, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Dawson Tabor, and back on the Bombers. Mount Tom with the ball, leading by two as we are almost a minute into the second quarter. McGee dribbling to the right side. Picks up his dribble, trying to figure out where to go with it. Cross-court pass to Crawford on the left wing. Crawford will give it to Tabor near the corner. Cross-court pass to Jake McGee in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Tabor gets the offensive rebound. Tries to throw it to Jones. Pass was nowhere near him, but was knocked in, saved by Green County Tech, and they get the steal as Mount Tom's third turnover of the night. 6:34 left in the first half. 18-16, Bombers leading it. Here's Boland with it, finding Chambers in the right corner. Now to Laubach on the wing. Laubach's going to drill to the left elbow, finds Boland in the corner. To Laubach on the left side, up top to Butler. Butler's going to go down towards lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones, and back come the Bombers. Here's Sorrell with the ball in the front court. He has it on the right corner. Now gives it to Tabor near the elbow. Out to McGee on the wing, up top to Jones. And Mountain Home will set up the offense. Ball goes over to Crawford on the right side. Crawford takes the screen, now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. A cross-court pass to Jake McGee on the left wing. McGee will dribble towards the corner, now goes back to the wing, throws it up top to Jones. Tries to throw it to Tabor, pass was well over his head, goes out of bounds, and that will be Mount Tom committing the unforced turnover, their fourth turnover of the night. Peyton Laubach is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Dawson Greer. 5:52 left to play in this first half. Mount Tom leading 18-16. Here is Butler into the front court, throwing it to Boland on the left side. Now ball goes to Chambers. Now to Greer, to Cancilla on the low block. Now over to Butler on the right wing. Butler dribbles to the corner. Now he's going down into the lane. Now he's going to be fouled from behind with 5:34 left to play in the first half. Adam Sorrell picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four, against the Bombers here in the first half. 5:34 left to play in the second quarter as Boland will inbound it to Zane Butler in the right corner. He's going to go up for the running jumper. No good. Tabor gets the rebound, and back on the Bombers. Less than 5.5 minutes left in the half as ball goes into the front court to Crawford. Crawford thought about the three. Now instead he will give to Tabor in the right corner. Back out on the wing to Crawford. Cross court to McGee on the left side. McGee takes the screen from Jones. Now gives it to Jones in the corner. Jones dribbles to the wing. Now finds Crawford cutting into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. Ball is still loose, and to get the steal, and Jeff Gio quickly thinks on his feet and calls timeout. That is Mount Tom's fifth turnover of the night. So we'll break with 5:05. Let's play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 18-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1, lose weight. 2, control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Green County Tech with the ball after Cancilla dies for the steal, and Jeff Gill quickly takes the timeout. A little over 5 minutes left as Mountain Home leads 18-16. Here is Butler with it in the front court for the Golden Eagles. Throws it to Cancilla at the free throw line. Now Cancilla's going to go down to the lane. He's going to be fouled from behind, a pushing foul against Dawson Tabor. That is his second personal foul. 15th foul against the Bombers. White, Gilbert, and Satch Harris checking back in for the Bombers, replacing Jake McGee and Abe Crawford with 4:51 left in this first half. Bombers leading by two. It will be Boland triggering an inbound pass on the baseline for Green County Tech. He will get into Butler. Liam Russell's going to check in the next available time for the Bombers. Here is Butler with it at the top. Throws over on the right side to Boland. Boland's going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Greer. Now back to Butler. Butler's going down into the lane. He's going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Boy, he just blew by. He's got a lot of speed, and it just showed right there. That is our fourth tie of the night as we're knotted up at 18 apiece with about four and a half minutes left of the first half. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Tabor up the top. Over on the right side to Harris. Harris will dribble towards the corner. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Satch Harris with 8 points. Mounts home back on top. It should be 20-18. Did they call that another three? Nope, there it is. All right, so it's 20-18. Mounts home leading it with about 4 minutes left of the first half. Here's Cancilla throwing it to Boland in the right corner. Boland dribbles towards the wing, gives it there to Greer. Now back to Boland near the top. Boland's going to dribble near the left elbow. Throws it to Chambers on the wing. Now up top to Butler. Butler's going to go down towards the elbow. Now tries to throw it to Greer. It was well wide of him. That is Green County Tech's third turnover of the night with 3:48 left to play in the first half. Dawson Tabor's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Liam Russell. Russell, a 6'6 senior. And now for the Golden Eagles, Tyler Morris will check in for the first time tonight as he replaces Jake Boland. Morris, a 6-foot junior. Bombers with the ball leading 20-18. Gilbert across the timeline for Mountain Home. Has it on the left wing. Green County Tech and a man-to-man once again. Now Gilbert's dribbling to the free throw line, picks up his dribble, finds Russell at the top. Over to Harris on the right side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's knocked around, controlled by Greer. And back comes Green County Tech. Greer dribbles to the right wing, gives it there to Morris, and he shuffled his feet before he started dribbling. That is Tech's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 3:24 left in the first half. And Morris will take a seat as he is quickly replaced by Peyton Laubach. 3:24 left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball, leading by two. Harris will inbound the ball on the near sideline. He gets into Wyatt Gilbert. Full court man for Green County Tech as Gilbert's across the timeline. Gives it to Harris on the left wing. Harris drills up to the top, finds Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert takes the screen from Russell. Now gives it to Russell in the corner, up top to Jones. Over to Harris near the left corner. He drills out to the wing, throws up top to Jones. Now Jones going to go down to the lane, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds off his leg, and that will be Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. 3 minutes left to play in the first half. Tech gets the ball back with a chance to tie it back up or possibly take the lead if they get a three. This game's had four ties and four lead changes so far. Here's Butler with on the right side. Now he's going down to the lane, finds Greer in the left corner for the three-pointer. No good, and the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say a foul's going to be called on the rebound on Cade Cancilla. That is his second personal foul, team foul number three here in the first half against the Golden Eagles. 2:47 left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball back, leading 20-18. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Harris on the left side. Takes a screen from Jones. Now throws up top to Russell. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert's going to dribble down to the corner. Now being double teamed, gives it to Russell on the wing. Up top to Jones. Over the left side to Sorrell. Sorrell's going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the right wing. Gilbert's going to pull up at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And Harris chases down the rebound. He's going to go back in for the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:16 left to play in the half. Brendan Chambers picks up his first personal foul. That's the fourth team foul against Tech here in the first half. So Satch Harris at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He's got 8 points so far this evening. Harris's first free throw is up. Good. Jake Bowen's going to come back in for the Golden Eagles as Cade Cancilla will sit down. So one more free throw coming up for Harris to try to make it a two-possession game. Second shot is up and in. So Mount Holmes up by four now. And for the second straight game, Eric Harris is in double figures. He now has 10 points. Here is Butler throwing it to Chambers over the left side now to Greer. Now up top to Laubach. Over on the right side to Butler. Butler's going to go down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Chambers in the right left corner. His three-pointer, no good. The Bowling gets offense rebound. Kicks it out to Greer. Now a ball goes to Laubach. Up top to Butler. Butler's going to dribble to the left elbow. Pull up for the jumper. No good. And this time the rebound knocked around and finally chased down by Wyatt Gilbert. Now it's on with the ball leading 22-18. 1:44 left in the half. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Gives it to Russell in the corner. Now Russell will give it back to Gilbert. Cross-court pass to Harris on the left wing. Harris is being double-teamed. Now gives it to Jones in the corner. He's going to go into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. And now Mount Tom's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:26 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 24-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mount Home is starting to get a little distance between them and Greene County Tech. Again, Golden Eagles coming to this game with just one loss. They're currently ranked 8th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 5A by the Arkansas Sports Media. Less than a minute and a half left, and the Bombers are up by 6 right now. Here is Law back with it. Throws over on the right side to Bolin. Now Butler has it there on the wing. Butler's going to drill down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Lawback to Chambers in the corner. Back to Butler on the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound is chased down by Chambers in the lane. Now he'll kick it out to Bolin. Now back to up top to Greer. Over to Lawback. Now to Butler. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Now he drills to the lane. Now kicks it back out to Greer. Over to Lawback on the left side. His three-pointer is up. No good. And this time Jones gets the rebound. And back come the Bombers. McGee into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over on the right side to Jones. Back to McGee up top. Wyatt Gilbert took a seat during the timeout. Ball goes back to Jones. 40 seconds left to play in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball leading 24-18. Back to Jones. Back to McGee. Now Gilbert's going to check back in if he gets a chance here in this first half. Ball goes back to Jones on the right side. 25 seconds left. Jones now starts drilling. Now gives it back to McGee up at the top. Very near the half-court line. Now McGee will give it back to Jones. 13 seconds left. Jones has up at the top. Now Jones looking to make a move towards the basket. He's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Matt Jones with indel figures of 10 points. Mounts home up by 8. And with 2 seconds left, Butler's quickly back to the way. He's going to try for the long three. No good. Almost went in. And we've reached the end of the first half. And Mounts home's going to go into the locker room with a 3-possession advantage. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 26-18. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.